Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, September the 4th. We've got two topics today. How about pause in the park? We'll start with that. And then mama logs. But let's start, first of all, with Valerie Chaffin. Welcome.
Thank you.
To Radio Friends. Second chance. And you're here to tell us about pause in the park, which is coming up very soon, right?
It is. It's coming up on the 14th at Stevens Lake Park.
Yeah, about 10 days from now. Explain what pause in the park is and the purpose.
Well, this year is our 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And 10 years ago, we started as a fun afternoon at Twin Lakes Park. 10 years later, it's the largest animal exhibition in central Missouri. We've got about 50 vendors coming this year, but at the highlight throughout the day will be a dock dog diving tournament that will go out throughout the day.
A dock dog diving tournament.
Yes.
Now, say that real fast, three times in a row.
You know I can't do that.
dock dog diving. All right. So what is a dock dog diving tournament?
It's a fast-growing sport in this country, and it's being sponsored this year by the City of Columbia to bring the sport to Columbia. So mm-hmm. we're very excited to team up with Columbia. Dogs are registered to dive into a 27,000-gallon pool. They run off a 40-foot platform into the pool, and either for height or for distance, and it looks like they're having a great time.
Now, are these dogs who have practiced this before, or can anybody bring their dog and enter them?
Yes. So there are dogs that have been doing it for a long time. In fact, when we have our event on the 14th, it will be the very last event this year before the World's competition that Purina puts on in Omaha.
Oh.
But anybody can register and jump.
Have you done this before?
We did it in May at our place.
Did you have any dogs that got to the end of the dock and then just got frightened and refused to jump?
Just a few. I think it was because it was a clear pool. It wasn't a pond. It was a clear pool, and they ran to the end of the dock and saw the other dog in the bottom of the pool and put the brakes on, and that was it.
Okay.
And they weren't going to go in the water.
All right. But is there an entry fee if you want to enter your dog in the dog – what is it?
Diving tournament.
The dock dog diving tournament, is there an entry fee?
Yes, there is. It's $25 before the day of the event and $30 at the event. And you can go on the website of dockdogs.com and register for that.
Okay. Obviously, this whole event is a fundraiser for Second Chance.
And for the Big Muddy dock dog diving team, which is a local team.
Well, you're going to keep saying that term, aren't you?
If I say it 10 times a day, I'll be able to do it right.
Right. So it'll be on September the 14th.
Yes.
What time and where?
It starts around 8 o'clock in the morning with a 5K race and a mutt strut fun run. And the vendors open up at 9, and that's when the tournament starts, and it goes to about 7 o'clock that night.
Okay. And everybody is invited to attend.
No admission.
If people want more information on Second Chance, what can they do?
ColumbiaSecondChance.org or pauseintheparkmo.com just for this event.
Okay. Thank you so much. Valerie. And please come back and see us again. Now we turn to two of our friends who came all the way up from Jeff City this morning, Capital City Players. We have Kathleen Lavery, right? Kathleen Lavery and Sarah Culp.
Yes,
and you are here to tell us about the Mama Log. What is this?
Well, it's a beautiful little play about four mothers who talk about the joys and frustrations of motherhood from the very beginning, from wanting to get pregnant, going through the pregnancy, what it's like giving birth, and then having the children all the way up to the point where the children go off to first grade.
Oh, so we've got some time frame here.
Yes.
And Kathleen, you are the director,
yes,
right? Sarah, you're one of the moms?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the production. And it is hilarious. It is so funny. And so I am a mom, too. I have a 3-year-old son and a 4-month-old daughter. So some of it is pretty close to home. And some of it it's laughing, you're joking about. But I'm sitting there, I really do that. Or I've really done that or whatever.
So it wasn't very hard to get into character
nope.
then.
No.
So there, are there only four people in the production?
There's just four actresses.
Four moms. Mm-hmm. So it's taking the production takes place over a 4 or 5 year period?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah. It's not incredibly structured. It's a lot of just, you can just feel that time is passing, and it really focuses on the kind of the good, bad, and the ugly, the funny moments, all of that of motherhood and parenting, like Kathleen was saying. So, yeah, but it spans that time of all the experiences that a woman has from wanting to get pregnant and to sending their oldest child off to school.
Okay. For people listening this morning, especially moms, why should they come to see this production?
Because it's going to speak to them. It is so funny. And you know what the truth is that there are moments of motherhood that are just blissful and wonderful. And there are moments that are so trying that you really didn't know, like, that your patience could go so far. And so it's just
give me an example.
Well, like, I have my newborn. I'm nursing her. My son, meanwhile, who I'm, like, potty training, has had, like, an accident and also had emptied – this is very awful. This is a true story – the orange juice all over an orange juice container. He took off the lid, and it spilled all over the kitchen, under the fridge, under the cabinets. Meanwhile, he's like, I've had an accident, and I'm, like, literally nursing this, like, baby. I'm like – I've gone to hell. Like, this is the ring of hell right now. But then you have these moments too where you, like, look at these children. They're so beautiful. You love them. They bring you so much joy. So it's just nice to be able to go and laugh about it and be like, oh my gosh, me too. Yes, me too. It's nice to hear someone else put it into words for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the rehearsal period, we have to, I don't know how many times we've stopped and the ladies have been like, you know, this happened to me and this happened in this way to me. And they just relate so well. It's
so
a beautifully written show.
All four actresses are pretty much feeling their character personally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When does the production open?
It opens Friday, September 6th.
Okay, so it opens this Friday, actually just the day after tomorrow, and it runs Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday matinee.
Yes. Correct.
And you get a dinner before each performance, and then does it run the following week too?
It'll run the following weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, and then the Sunday matinee.
Okay, so you got an extra performance the following week.
Correct.
The nighttime shows are what time?
They start at the theater opens at 6, the dinner is served at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:30.
Okay, and really good food.
Oh, Argonne Catering is wonderful.
Yeah. And then on the Sunday matinees?
The theater opens at 12 o'clock, dinner is served at 12:30, and the show starts at 1:30.
Okay. So if people want more information on this or to buy tickets, where do they go?
Go to www.capitalcityplayers.com. And then we're also working with Jefferson City's Pregnancy Help Center. So if anybody wants to bring any gifts for to help the new moms in that area,
just bring them along.
Bring them to the theater, and we'll get them over to
them. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Saturday morning book talk, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangwehr, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.